prevailing against you. You need a word from God. You need a rhema word from God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about spoken to you by the Spirit of God, and you step out on that word, you lay hold, you embrace that word, and then you see the gates of hell have to back down. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you're not believing, go ahead and get into a place of expectation. If I was going to title the sermon, I guess this will be part something, I don't know, three. You can recover all. Praise God, hallelujah. And the Lord just won't let me off of it. Praise the Lord. And I'm kind of amazed at how the Lord can take one title and then, pump you up week after week after week, just won't let you get off of it. But how many knows you can recover all? Your God that you serve, if you've given your heart to Jesus. See, so I allowed Satan to steal 27 years of my life. I got saved when I was 27 years old. And you know what? I thought that Christianity, I looked at Christianity through the eyes of my God, Satan. And so I thought Christianity was weak. Back before I got saved, I thought that Christianity, you couldn't have no more fun, because I seen Christians, they didn't drink, cuss, smoke, all that, go bar hopping and all of that stuff, you know. And so my thoughts on that was, you know, you can't go naked anymore. You know. But little did I know that Satan had kept me captive for 27 years. And I found out later that the God of this world, which is called Satan, he's called the God of this world. I found out later in Scripture that I served the God of this world. That I didn't realize that I was serving the God of this world. But Jesus said that if you are not for me, you are against me. That's clear. The Bible's clear. He said, if you are not serving Jesus, then you are against him. Just by nature. But you know, I realized when I got saved that day, I give my heart to the Lord that day. And as I begin to walk with the Lord, I come across this story in the Bible of David. You know, and you can go read the whole thing. It's in Samuel chapter 30, I believe it is. 1 through 20 pretty much is what. But I seen in there how that David was out and he was doing war. You know, they was out serving the Lord that way. And he comes in and the enemy had come in and took his families, all of their families. The men that were out in war left their sons, their daughters, and their all of their stuff. Well, when they came home, then everything had been took captive. They took their wives. David had two wives at that time. Took their wives, their sons, their daughters. Took all their animals, all their food. You know, didn't kill nobody, but they left with them. Took them all. And so they came in. They came in and they began, and they saw, they burned their houses. They burned everything. They burned where they lived down. And they came in and they were upset. Wouldn't you be upset? If your neighbor, your enemy over there, you've been in trouble with him and blah, 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 and you come home from church serving God one day, and then your house is burnt. Right? Your dog shot. And all that stuff, you know. Well, that's basically what happened. They got home and all, and so they were grieved. They cried and they cried and they cried. Can you just imagine if I went home and my wife and my son, somebody had took them and kidnapped them, and I'm serving God and no weapons formed against me will prosper, right? And I'm serving God and all of that, you know, and I get home and they're gone and all of that. But they cried and they cried. They even thought about stoning David. See, there's been times in my life as I was serving the Lord and I was believing God to recover all that I'm preaching to you, to recover all. Recover those 27 years, God, that I ignorantly lived without Jesus. Lord, let me redeem the time. Redeem and let me get back what I could have had that the enemy stole. See, he tried to steal my relationship with my wife. He tried to steal the relationship between me and my family and me and my mother-in-law. He tried to take advantage, but I began to believe. But when I began to believe, you know, everybody didn't understand me believing God to recover all. So some thought this and some, but there they are and they're like, well, I was serving God. We went with David and we followed him and we believed that he was hearing God and we believed, but look what happened to my life. I went to church. I started to, they said that God was a good God, but look what happened to my life. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. Bad things happen to good people. But see, without God, we make wrong choices. We make choices based on how we feel, what it looks like, how our future might be if we take this choice. But you know what? David goes in there and he said, bring me the, whatever that thing's called he prayed with. I don't remember what it's called. What do you remember what it's called? Ephod. He said, bring my ephod. That's our prayer life. That's representing our prayer life. Well, he said, bring my ephod. And he went, and the Bible says he inquired of the God, of the Lord. See, I inquire of the Lord in my business, although I've been doing it 30 years, 33 years. I still inquire of the Lord, God, keep me in your will. Help me in your will. Oh, Lord, increase me in your will. Where you work, what you do. See, you went and inquired of the Lord. I try to inquire. Don't try to inquire of the Lord. Lord, what are you speaking to Faithway Christian Center, God? God, he goes to God and he said, God, he said, do I pursue? Will I conquer them? Will I whip them? Should I pursue? And God spoke to him, and God said, go. He said, and pursue. He said, and you will conquer all. He said, without fail. I read that one day, Preston, and I thought, God is with us. God is with the body of Christ. So you know what? I started believing God. So today you might have lived your life without Jesus Christ, but I'm telling you, you can recover your real life. Your real life is in your walk with Jesus Christ. Your identity is in the Father and through the Son, Jesus. And you really start finding out who you were and your purpose. See, up to about 26-year-old, they was telling me how God loved me. And I thought, if God loved me, why did he put me here on this planet to go through hell? Go through hell and all this jealousy and rage and fear and no purpose and all of that. That was my thinking. If God is such a good God like these Christians say they are, well then why did God put me here to go through this hell that I'm going through here? See, what I didn't know, he didn't. God gave us this planet so that we can rule and reign through one Christ Jesus. He came down here through his Son and gave us authority over this God of this world. Satan was cast here. He was created by God. In Ezekiel, he was created beautiful. He's not some red-horned devil that Hollywood portrays him to be with red eyes and devils. So don't go around looking in their eyes. Can't you just see the devil? No, you don't see the devil. You see death if they're not born again. You see emptiness. You see unfulfillment. You see no purpose other than what they can do themselves. But you know what? Satan he exalted himself up there in his own heart. That's where sin is. Don't exalt yourself. humble ourselves and say, Jesus, I need you. See, back when I was 27, before I got saved, I thought no man could whoop me. I thought no man could tell me anything. I thought, you know, the authority don't tell me nothing. I'm not afraid of nothing. See, that was the way Satan was. Instead of humbling himself before God and saying, you created me and I'm going to worship you and I'm not going to try to do things without you. I'm not going. See, God wants to be on the throne of our heart. That is why my 7-year marriage was the worst 7 years of marriage that I've ever had. But you know what? Here I am 40 years later, and it's the best that it's ever been. Is it because she straightened up all the way? Nope. She's back under, so I can preach. Don't tell her nothing. Don't you tell her nothing. She's going to have to buy this sermon. You want to hear that good news in there today? You buy it, baby. $10. I want $10 for that sermon. No, it's not because she's all that perfect. And the same way with her, it's not because I cause her life to be just wonderful. No, it's because we put our lives in the Lord Jesus Christ's hand. It's because we're surrendering, learning how to surrender our life to the Lord. And we are, Pat, recovering. I've got my two sisters in here. I started to say daughter-in-law. Mother-in-law in here. You know, I was thinking, Doris, we didn't really just hate each other. I don't think. It was deep, though, wasn't it?
It was one-sided.
I mean, it was deep. It was terrible. You know, and I got born again, and I thought, Lord, when you're right with God, you want His will. You can't help it. That comes in you to want His will. It's Him. The Bible says it's Him. And you might be sitting here listening all over the world. We're all over the world. People call us a little church. I don't look at this number to determine the will of God for me. You don't look at numbers to determine the will of God for you. You get in the will of God and God adds to you what He wants to add to you. But you know what, praise God? I mean, you may be in here and you may be without Jesus. I don't know. You can look righteous. You can go to church. You can carry your Bible and all of that. You can look like you're right with God. But there's one that knows. There's one that knows. Man don't know. So I never try to miss an opportunity to give you or whoever's listening all over the world an opportunity to meet Jesus Christ, an opportunity to enter into a kingdom that you cannot see. But the kingdom that we enter into through accepting Jesus Christ is a kingdom the Bible says cannot be shaken. And so if you're here, you're backslid on the Lord, you're in the same state concerning God's favor, backslid on the Lord, out of relationship with the Lord, you're in the same state as a sinner, somebody that's not concerning, I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about concerning God's favor on your life, concerning the Holy Spirit being able to speak to you and maneuver you through this maze of a world that we're in to cause the fiery darts of the enemy to miss us and get somebody else. Cause you to duck at the right time. Put you in the right place at the right time. Cause you not to go to a certain place when you shouldn't go that you would normally go. And somebody gets what was meant for you instead. So if you don't know Jesus Christ today, I'm going to have an altar call in a little while. Give you time to think about some things. Hallelujah. But God said you can recover the life that you lost however long you've not been serving Him. You can go and recover all. But He told David, He said, go, He said, and recover all. You will, without fail, recover all. How many knows I can confidently come based on the Word of God that God is speaking to me, to this church? He's not speaking it to every church today. He's speaking it to this church right here today. I guarantee you, you can go and listen to them, and I guarantee you they're not speaking. He's not speaking to that church this today, more than likely. But I could confidently come and tell you that the Spirit of God has been telling me for 3 weeks now that you can recover all and then some. Because David went and David did and they went down there, and there they were dancing and partying and all of that, and they hadn't killed none of his people and all of that. Praise God. And he goes in and he destroys all of them. He destroys them, praise God, all but I think 400, I think it was teenage boys rode off on camels, the Bible said. Them young ones got away. So he rounds up all of their horses, all of their mules, all of their stuff, all of their food, all of their riches. Everything that they had took from David, the Bible says, was there. None of it was gone. And then David got it all, and then David rounded up all, and David rode off, and David, he said, "This is my reward." And the Lord spoke to me and he said, see, he didn't just recover. He didn't just recover what he had lost. He got an abundance above what had been stolen from him. See, God, then the Bible scripture says that God is able to do abundantly above, greater than men you can think or ask. But it says according to the power that works in our lives. We got to let the faith of God. We got to let the Holy Spirit. We got to let the anointing that destroys. That's why I'm not heavy burdened down all the time. Because when you walk in the Spirit, you walk in that anointing. When you turn to Jesus, you come into that anointing. You come into that kingdom that cannot be shaken. And then the rest of your life will begin to be solid and sound and clearer. The more you walk with Jesus Christ, your path will not get darker. Jesus said, he that followeth me will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. He said, in other words, that means to me, that don't mean that I'm not going to sin anymore. That's not what he's talking about. See, when I walk when I'm not walking in darkness, I look back and fear has left me. I look back and rage has left me. I look back and now I'm walking in confidence, in faith, in joy, in peace. You, I'm not just talking about me. But you can recover. I got to read some things because I didn't read you nothing last week. I get down there and get to preaching and that's okay, hallelujah. But I need to calm down. Calm down. Somebody say, calm down. I've had to tell Teresa, just calm down. Calm down, baby, just calm down. I went in one time and we had been through a mighty, mighty battle and I didn't know she'd felt hopeless and I didn't know she'd felt all the things, Monty, that I'd felt and like we wasn't going to make it. You ever felt like you wasn't going to make it? And you're born again? I didn't know, you know, and then I was trying to hold my ground, but I had this happening at home and had this happening at church and had this happening in my family and had this happening in my business and all of that. And I was trying to control it all, to keep it all from causing everything to fall apart. How many knows that's the wrong thing to be looking at? The Bible don't say study on that stuff. Meditate on that stuff. Think about that stuff. He said, but the Bible says looking unto Jesus, and we must learn to 1 Peter 5:7, most of the stuff that we handle in our life. What is 1 Peter 5:7? Some of us knows it. Every one of us needs to know that scripture, 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your troubles over on the Lord. Because he cares for you. See, we got to learn how to give things to God and how to leave it in the hands of God where God can take it and mainly he's going to mold me. Most of the trials God didn't deliver me out of. He didn't deliver Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of that furnace. He did not deliver Daniel out of that lion's den, did he? He didn't deliver Paul from prison. He didn't deliver John from being beheaded, boiled in oil. He didn't deliver them. No. But the Bible says in Hebrews, and we are the children generations on down from them. But all through Hebrews 11, it says, because of their faith, they subdued lions. Because of their faith, they quenched fires, talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because of their faith, Noah built that ark. Because of that faith, Richard, we walk in our calling. We walk in our calling, and we're not going to quit. We walk in what God's called us to do, because we know that if the enemy does get an upper hand on us by our not trusting God, that we can recover, and we will recover it all. So if you're in this place today and you're not right with Jesus Christ, you're going to be right today if you want to be. The Bible says that He set before you today a table in the presence of your enemies. Your cup can run over, according to Psalms 23. But you can recover all. Satan wants your family and your kids. He wants your grandkids. They can go to church, sure. Take them to church. Let them have fun. Raise them. Do the best we can do. But you know what? If we serve God, He will give us the plans of the enemy. He will show us the plans that He has for our grandkids and our kids or our neighbor's kids. He will show us and reveal those plans. We will see when they're giving in to a little Pokemon. We will see when they're giving in to a little witchcraft in Sabrina and the Witches or whatever they are on there. We will see when a cartoon comes on and they're operating in witchcraft and we cut it off and they're sad with us. Right? You know, he will reveal when they in school and they're getting brokenhearted and help us to understand how to teach them to overcome evil with good and pray for them. We're doing it right now with our grandkids instead of saying them little bullies. No, we're teaching them not to run from hardship. We're teaching it. See, that's the wisdom of God. But the world will say, beat them up, go over there and punch the fathers and do this and go. I'm going to that school and all of that. See, we don't fall into the plans of the enemy. We do our warfare in the spirit realm, and we believe God, and we see the results of the faith of God and the Word coming to us. See, Satan has a plan for our kids. Satan has a plan for our grandkids. As we walk with God, we're standing in the way of Satan's plans. But if we don't walk with God, we will not see and know the plans of the enemy. Because everything is spiritual. The kingdom of darkness is spiritual. The kingdom of God is spiritual. Thoughts you have are spiritual. You have thoughts of having sex outside of marriage. That's a spiritual thought. But it's not a God spirit thought. Right? It's a demonic spirit thought. I have a thought of committing adultery on my wife. That's a spiritual thought. I have thoughts of looking at a woman and lusting. That's a spiritual thought. Every thought is spiritual. So that's why we have to learn through the Word of God. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5, it says, though we walk in the flesh, we do in this natural body, we do not war according to the flesh. It says, for the weapons mighty of our warfare are not of this carnal man, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. It says, casting down every thought, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What's the knowledge of God? The Word of God, right? It says, bring in every thought. Why? They're spiritual. Every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Having a readiness. Oh, y'all read it. See, you need to know that scripture, Christians. just like I do, it's not because I'm a preacher. Preachers don't have this special, like a computer downloaded. No, they meditate on the Word of God. They meditate on it, not so they'll be good preachers. I'm not good at all. There ain't but one good preacher, and His name is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. I'm not a teacher. I don't know how to teach. I don't know how to preach. I just operate in the thing that He's given me. See, He's given you an anointing, if you are a Christian, to walk in the knowledge of God. See, you need to know that and say, oh man, every thought spiritual. Johnny, one time, if I'm not mistaken, you correct me if I'm wrong. He starts coming to church here. He didn't know his mind was his. Did you? Had no concept of his mind being his or whose it was. I didn't either. I mean, if I had a thought of fighting, I'd just jump out and go do it. You know, if I thought somebody was looking at my wife in the car, that's a bad day. He's having a bad day. I don't care how big he was. I've jumped out of the biggest of them. And I've jumped on them and clem up them, took them to the ground. You know, you wouldn't think a little bitty fella like me. I was fast when I was 27, 28 years old, 25, 26. But I would have a thought, they looking at her. And then I'd tell her, I'm fixing to slap you if you look out that window. By golly, you don't believe that fear. See, it's not jealousy, it's fear. Jealousy comes out of fear. Fearing that you'll lose something. Fearing you'll lose what you love, right? Fearing somebody to get their attention. Fearing, that's fear. And the Bible says that God has not given me and you a spirit of fear. If a man tries to control a woman, it's out of fear. Man might say, I'm not afraid of nothing. No. Well, then why are you trying to control her? Right? Why is she trying to control him? Right? There's fear in there. See how the Lord will reveal the enemy's plots and plans to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I made up my mind. I said, glory to God. I see it, Lord. I can see. I'm going to read. This is how I've lost my relationship with her. And now I see how to gain it back. Why, she wouldn't trade me in for 50. 22-year-old. I'm the best thing, and she knows it. And you can tell her after service. That ever happened to her other than Jesus Christ. And I only know that because greater is He that's living in me and that I'm following than he that is in this world. Praise God. And she feels the same way. We're walking with God, me and her, endeavoring to walk with the Lord in our person. Now, do we got everything straight? Nah. Do we got it? Do we know what we're doing most of the time? Nah, not really. I mean, what we've learned, we do. And then we're open to learn more from the Lord. Lord, teach us, Lord. Help us, Father. Help me, Lord, to go on. I ain't never been a husband at 58. I'm still a good-looking guy. Women still look at me. Why would not a woman want a man that is living in prosperity and peace and joy? Right? I don't go in all the time all grumpy and griping. I get rid of it before I go home. I dump all the garbage back on Satan. Because me and you are not garbage dumpsters. We are not pack mules to carry weights. We are not supposed to worry. Sin, that's sin to worry. It's fear. Well, I worry about everything. Well, you're sinning. Be anxious for how much? Nothing. But everything you're worried about, pray about it, right? By prayer. Right? You pray about it. It's a sin to worry. I can't help it. You're believing a lie. I do not worry about nothing, Pat. I'm telling you the honest to God's, not by faith. I'm telling you I exercised it and exercised it and exercised casting it on the Lord until it becomes automatic to give it to God right quick, and it don't take me long. I give it to Him. If I whoop $100 out and I say, here, Richard, get it. And he's like, I don't know if I want to. Shut up then. Give it to somebody else. But God, here, man, get it. But he wouldn't. Richard would be like, give me that. How many knows that's the way God is with your stuff? He ain't like, wait, let me think about it. Let me think whether I want to do it or not. You've been in this too long and you're still wallowing around in it. He's not like that. It gives Him great joy to take your problems unto Himself and say, whew, now I can do something with them. Now I can fix it. Now I can get it straightened out because You gave it to me. Doris, she went through, she didn't go through hell. We say that word out here, I just went through hell. You ain't been to hell. You might have went through a lot of stuff concerning it, but Doris, her and her grandkids, I'm telling you, it was terrible one time, wasn't it? Now she's praying, God, let her take them back. Oh, Jesus, get them grown up and get them. No, she's not. But, oh, boy, I mean, it was terrible. I mean, their mother and a lot of different things. Satan was involved in a lot of it. And, I mean, it was tormenting her day and night. I mean, just day and night. She loved her loves them, her grandkids, and that was the desire of her heart and blah, 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 you know, and oh, she's just, I mean, all tore up. And I'm not getting nothing from the Lord. I prayed for them and prayed for them. Well, Teresa one day was going to pray for Doris. And the minute she started going to lift the whole God, strengthen her, help her, God, work this thing to her good. Go quoting scripture over. The Lord spoke to her and said, pray for the mother. Now, she had never thought about it, Chris, because she's thinking, I wish I could get my hands on her. She wouldn't torment my mama again. You know, let me go down there and kill her if I can get fists to help anything. Well, she thought, I don't want to pray for her. Mom's the one that needs help. Well, she goes and prays for her, and lo and behold, God brought a breakthrough in that. And I'm thinking, mean things begin to turn. See, that's what Teresa was talking about. We don't know what we need. We don't know what the cause of problems are in people's lives and even in our lives a lot of times. But boy, when we inquire of the Lord and all of that and He reveals something to us that's not even what we thought would be the answer, we do that and that work that begins to work is called being led by the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:14. Those that are led by the Holy Spirit, those that are the word led. You know, you can't tell baby Christians, just be led. They don't know what you're talking about. I mean, that's like telling Aubrey, just be, or telling that baby, just be led when you need a bottle. That's ridiculous, right? That baby gonna scream when it needs a bottle. Ain't no need in telling it to be led. You're gonna know it. Well, it's kind of crazy to tell a baby to be led by the... No, we got to teach them to walk with God so they can learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Right? We got to teach them, we got to show them how to walk with God so that they will learn how to hear His Spirit speaking to them. I know young people led by the Holy Spirit. Let God, if they ever call me or hook me... Say, the Lord said, I'm like, what'd He say? Now some of them, they might call you and say, I ain't listening to that crap. That junk right there ain't led by the Holy Spirit. Most of the time they're trying to connive you out of something. Yeah, I believe the Lord. A lady called me up one time, she's in the family. The Lord told me to tell you to give me an acre and a land. I said, oh yeah? The Lord did? Yeah. I said, nah. I said, I hear the Lord telling me for you to get a job and buy your own land. That wasn't led by the Spirit. Well, you've got plenty. You've got so many acres. And you know, and God wants you to. And I said, no, nah, God wants you to get a job and buy your own land and make payments on it like I did. I believe God to make payments on this land. And I don't believe God's telling you. And well, God's going to strip you of that because you're supposed to give. How many knows equality is not God? This government's got it jacked up from the floor up. Equality. Equal. Everybody gets equal. I work hard, Johnny. You lay at home and equally you get the same as I do. That's stupid.
Terrible.
Terrible. Well, God, you know, God's in the spirit realms the same way. I mean, us that hear from the Lord and walk with the Lord and get those rewards of obedience to the Lord, hallelujah, don't expect them over there that ain't walking with the Lord and they're not going to get equal. They're not going to get equal. Don't let them deceive you. Don't let the world deceive you. Don't go to judging people. People do what they want to do. If they want to go to hell, God will let them and we will too. Right? If people want to walk in darkness, they can, and we should not judge them. We should pray for them. If you're having problems, you judging people, if that was me, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. You don't know what you would do in their situation, so the best thing for you to do is not go there. Best thing for you to do is say, that's none of my business, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. Aiding them sitting there at the table, and they're accuser of the brethren to one another. One's 10, one's 7. They're sitting there and one of them will say, well, Aubrey did. And then she'll come back and, well, Aiden did this. And then, well, you did worse, blah, 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 blah. And so we're sitting there and Teresa comes through there and he said, you're not supposed to be judging one another. They're eating. Like that. And I'm sitting there and I thought, this is terrible. Now, they're just kids and they're just brothers and everything's spiritual, remember. Remember that. There are spiritual forces wanting my grandkids. Right? You might the world just thinks it's normal. They're just brothers and sisters. No, it's not normal. Cain killed Abel. Was it normal? That was not normal. They was brothers. Same mother and father, right? Offering wasn't accepted. Well, I'm sitting there, and Teresa goes on, she says, I'm fixing to make y'all hug and kiss. That stops it. They're not going to hug and kiss. That stops it. And so they go on, and this is my opportunity. I said, hey, guys, I said, y'all want to know what the Bible says? Aiden, he looks at me, oh, Papa. That's what he does, oh, Papa. He's thinking, not the Word of God, not the Word, anything but the Word. How many knows that's flesh, whether you 5, 7, 18, 40, 60, 80? That's flesh. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you anyway. I said, Aiden, the Bible says, why do you want to get the power pole? Get that big 2x4 out of your eye. Before you can see how to get that little splinter out of Aubrey's. He looked at me and he said, what? Well, they both got a beam in each eye. You just can't see it stretching all the way up there to the TV. Both of them looking, got a beam. Spiritual beam. And I told them, I said, what that means is, you know, you don't need to be, say, accusing Aubrey. And Aubrey, you don't need to be accused. Y'all love one another. What am I doing? I'm training them, Preston. They're not in church. The kids primarily are not going to learn how to walk with Jesus in this building. I'm not saying they won't learn about God back there. But she's got 35 minutes or 40. They tell me 55 to an hour. That's all they got with their babies. The rest of the time, we as parents are the ones that literally teach our kids to walk with God. By example, that's exactly right. See, my grandkids, have never heard me say a cuss word. My son has never, to my knowledge, heard me say a cuss. He's heard me say some little bywords, but a cuss word. He's never heard me cuss nobody out. He never seen me whip nobody. He seen me stick a wrench up nearly up the dude's nose, and God was not satisfied with me because he did my son wrong. And his hour, his happy hour started early in the morning. But see, this is what the enemy wanted. I had went and recovered a new life that I was that I could walk in free from anger and fear and fighting and all of that and all of that pride. That, man, if somebody shot me between the eyes, how bad could I be? I would be 8 foot under. If somebody had shoved a screwdriver through my back into my heart, how long did you think I'd have turned around and killed them? I doubt it. Right? But see, that's the way the enemy was. Well, anyhow, I left there and I had to tell, and I thought, man, I felt good. Bless God, I'm still here. They better know that I'm alive. I can come back alive if I want to. It feels good to the flesh to get glory to itself, is what I'm saying. Feels good to y'all wives, you know, when you want to get your knowledge across to your husband, to how it really is. Teresa, don't do that to me anymore. She learned how to humble herself to God and serve me. See, y'all women can learn how to serve, and us husbands don't need to be dumb about it. We need to be respectful. We need to be honorable. That our wives would take it on themselves to honor God by serving their husband. And realize that it is a great, great, great service to us that they love Jesus Christ and they are willing to do what God says. I got to read this. Told you, I'm preaching again. You can recover all if you've lost everything or if you've lost anything. You can look unto Jesus, the author of your faith. Believe to recover all. Don't just come in here and hear it and don't go out. No, you believe to see the goodness of God. Psalms 27:13. David said, I would have fainted lest I believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. David had a lot against his life to serve God. And he said, I would have fainted. I would have lost heart. I would have given up on life. I would have given up on my healing. I would have given up on my finances. I would have given up on my relationship. I would have given up on my marriage. I would have given up on my grandkids. I would have given up on my kids. I would have given up on my neighbors. I would have given up on them if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And I believe because he chose to believe, I believe that David walked in a spirit that the world don't have. I believe he had God backing him on the inside. And I believe if we do that today, that we will have God backing us up today. I believe it's Daniel 32 somewhere in there. You know, it says those that don't do know their God, not know of him. A Muslim called me the other day, trying to sell me life insurance. And he started to, you know how them telemarketers are. Should they start talking? And I do this a lot. It used to make me mad. It'd make me mad because I'm working, the phone rings, they call, I get mad. I mean, you know, and all of that stuff. And then finally the Lord told me, he said, why don't you use that to preach the gospel? He said, instead of it making you mad, he said, preach Jesus. I thought, oh, I hadn't thought about that. So anyways, I go, he calls, you know, and I said, listen. I said, don't talk. Don't talk, because they go fast. Yeah, they got a plan, and blah, 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 and you'll have you, how old are you, and I said, don't talk. Listen. Don't talk. Do you know Jesus Christ? Teresa, she's in the car over driving. I said, "Do you know Jesus?" "Oh, yes, I know Jesus." I said, I know Jesus? "Yes, he was a prophet." I said, "No, he was the Son of Man." Like it. "No, no, there's but one God. One God." I said, "That's right. There is but one God." I said, "And there is no way to that God that you're just saying, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but through Jesus." I said, "Have you accepted Jesus?" "No, no, he's just a man." I said, "No." I said, "He went to the cross." I said, "He went to the cross. He died on the cross." I said, "And he was buried, and he was raised from the dead." I said, "Have you accepted Jesus Christ? Because he is the only way to the one true God. Only way to the one." We can't talk about religion. We got to talk about life and life policy, burial policy. I said, "We are." I said, "Jesus is not a religion. We're not talking about religion here. So stay on the phone. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about a life policy. We're talking about a death policy." I said, I already have one. I said, "I have a life policy. I'm going to live forever, so I don't need a death policy." I said, "You got to go through this son, Jesus." Clink. Teresa, she said, "Oh, man, he believes we believe in many gods." I said, "I know it." I said, "But I just preached the gospel. In 3.5 minutes, I used to get mad." I said, "I would get mad." I said, "In what God, what Satan meant for bad, God has given me wisdom to turn it around. And if that guy never heard over yonder, wherever he's at, he's not in this country where he's. If I'd have signed up at 50 million, he becomes a $50 million man, right? He gets 50 from me and a million more, he's a millionaire, right? That's the way it is. But anyways, I took that 3 minutes. If he never hears about Jesus, and I told the Lord when I hung up, I said, "Lord, I thank you that those words, when we hung up, God, he will think about Jesus is the only way to God. He's the only way," and turned him to Jesus. See, we got to turn our kids to Jesus, our grandkids to Jesus. Religion has messed up a bunch of folks. I go to church and I got my on the roll and all of that. But we got to stay in relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We got to talk with him, commune with him, talk to him in the morning, hallelujah. And I'm going to have an altar call now. If you have lost your way with God, you can recover it today. If you feel the enemy has robbed you of life, you can recover it all. If you feel relationships has been stolen, you can recover them. If you have lost vision, you can recover. You can recover your health. You can recover financially. If you feel like Satan has stole and robbed, let's bow our heads.